guys, that was really swell. And now, ladies and gentlemen... excuse me. Hello?
Hello, John.
Hello, Daddy. Where are you?
I'm home. I don't think I'll be down tonight. I'm trying to finish up a picture I'm painting.
Oh, you paint pictures. I didn't know you were an artist.
My wife doesn't think so, but I've been at it for years.
Yeah?
I really expect to do a good job on this new canvas.
Well, I wish you luck, Daddy, but stay out of Snook's way.
Oh, she'll never find me tonight, old boy. So long, John.
Goodbye, Daddy. If Snooks doesn't find him, I'll eat the canvas. I think I'd better put a little more umber on those clouds. Looks pretty good to me, boy. Yes, sir. I finally found myself.
Was you lost, Daddy?
Hi, Snooks. How did you get down here?
I was hiding behind the furnace.
Well, leave my atelier at once.
Huh?
Get out of my studio.
This is the cellar, Daddy.
I know it is. And if I choose to call it my studio, I'll do so.
Why are you wearing Mommy's dress?
It's not Mommy's dress. It's a smock. And the thing I have on my head is a beret.
Does Robespierre know you took it?
Now, what has Robespierre got to do with my beret?
It looks like one of his...
Snooks! Robespierre never wore this on his head.
I know he wore it on...
Now, that's beside the point. All artists wear a smock and a beret.
Are you an artist, Daddy?
Yes, I am.
Well, why are you painting in the cellar?
Because I like to paint down here. And don't bother me with questions.
Last night you was painting in the kitchen.
I know, but I like to paint in the cellar better.
Why?
Because I get the north light down here. Besides, it gives me more the feeling of the true artist. Cramped quarters. Dreary looking. It inspires me. Now, do you understand why I like to paint in the cellar?
Because Mommy made you get out of the kitchen.
Go on, rub salt in my wounds. Well, I won't stand for it much longer, I can tell you that. Someday your mummy will wake up and find the worm has turned.
Ain't he the same old building?
Not this worm. Now go away and let me paint in peace.
Shall I ask Mommy let you paint in the kitchen?
No, no, I'll suffer. All great artists painted under difficulties. Why, Rembrandt's greatest masterpiece was painted on an empty stomach. I say Rembrandt painted his most famous picture on an empty stomach.
Whose stomach did he paint it on, Dad?
His own stomach.
Did it come off when he took a bath?
No.
Paint something on my stomach.
Snooks.
Paint something on my stomach.
Just go upstairs and let me finish this picture.
Can I see it, Daddy?
No. You haven't got any more taste than your mother. And you'd probably hurt my feelings.
No, I won't.
Oh, well, all right. Here. This is my masterpiece.
It's beautiful, Daddy.
You really like it?
I love it.
There. A child judges art instinctively. Of course she likes it. Does it look real, darling?
Mm-hmm. It makes me very hungry.
Hungry? Well, why should this painting make you hungry? It's supposed to be a beautiful sunset.
Oh. I thought it was a Friday.
Oh. What do you know about art? That picture will make history when it's exhibited.
Are you going to sell it, Daddy?
No. I only painted it for my own amusement. What are you laughing at?
I think it's funny, too.
Well, I don't care what you think. Go away and let me work.
No, I want to stay here.
Well, take this crayon and draw something on a piece of paper.
What shall I draw?
Oh, anything. Only don't bother me. I'll have to highlight this sunset a little better. Does kind of look like a fried egg up close. I'll touch it up with a little ochre. Very steady.
Daddy!
Oh, Snooks! You made me smudge my painting. What do you want?
How many kinds of milk is there?
Oh, I don't know. Why do you want to know how many kinds of milk there are?
I'm drawing a picture of a cow.
Well?
I want to know how many farces to put on.
Now, listen. If you annoy me once more, you'll go right upstairs.
Well, show me some more pictures.
No.
I want to see that picture. With the towel on it.
Oh, no, no. No, you can't see that.
Why?
Well, because it's not the type of pictures little girls are interested in.
Why?
I tell you, it wouldn't interest little girls.
How about little boys?
Now, just forget about that picture. Leave it covered with that towel.
I want to see it.
Oh, leave it alone. Here, I'll show you a nice picture I painted. Now, look at this.
What is it?
Why, that's a wonderful sea study. I call it Faith.
Why?
Because that's the theme. See that little boat being tossed by the waves?
Mm-hmm.
And do you notice that sailor on board with his hands raised in supplication?
Mm-hmm.
He has faith that he'll be rescued.
What's faith, Daddy?
Well, you can see the boat and you can see the sailor. But if I told you it was a woman and she was standing on a coffee can, and you believe me, that would be faith. Understand?
Understand.
All right, now, what is faith?
A woman in a coffee can.
Well, that's closer than I expected. Anyhow, how do you like the picture?
No good.
Well, what's the matter with it?
I want to see the other one with the towel on.
I told you I won't let you. Snooks, come away from that easel.
I want to look.
Don't you touch that towel or I'll...
Oh, Daddy.
All right, you little snooper. You pulled off the towel. So you saw the picture. What of it?
She's fat, ain't she?
The artistic word is buxom.
It looks like my teacher, Daddy.
Well, it's not your teacher.
Why?
Because your teacher doesn't look like that.
How do you know?
Now just cover it up and forget you ever saw it. And if you're thinking of telling your mummy anything, I copied it from a book.
I won't say nothing, Daddy, if
what?
If you show me the book.
No. I'm not going to let you browbeat me.
No, I'll take the picture up to Mommy.
Snooks, come back here. Drop that picture.
No. I think I'll go now.
Oh, you've ruined it. The canvas is mutilated.
Only half of it, Daddy.
Only half.
The good half's all right.
Well, I'm going to teach you a lesson. Turn over. There.
Don't spank me, Daddy.
Well, you know you deserved it, though, don't you? Tell me why I spanked you. Go on, tell me.
That's just the trouble.
What's the trouble?
First you spank me, then you don't know why you're done.
Ah.